The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to our show. Whippersnapper Adam Walker is here behind the glass. He awaits your calls at 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971 as we await that very first call of the morning. And a new category, another new category I'm adding to the caller category, and that is a first-time caller to the show. I know we get them, but we've never really identified them and thanked them. So if you are a first-time caller this morning to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, please let Adam know so we can thank you. We're always awaiting our first lady callers of the day at 303-696-1971. Our first and often dangerous liberal caller of the day. And something I don't think we've had in 14 months, at least we haven't identified it, been able to identify it, the first liberal lady caller of the day. I get lots of texts and emails, including from liberal lady listeners, and some of them are really sharp. I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean they have some good points that are worth exploring. They never call, so today's your day, 303-696-1971. The next to the last week before Christmas. Are you ready? Are you ready for Christmas? Can you believe it? I know the new year brings some real terror, some real drama. What will they think of to try and blame on Donald Trump next? What will Nancy Pelosi, as the leader of the House of Representatives, try to do Adam Schiff in the head of the, quote, Intelligence Committee in the House of Representatives? Okay. All right. Should be interesting. And, of course, here in Colorado, the new legislative session kicks off in just a little over, what is it now, 2 weeks and a couple of days. Man, oh, man, buy the popcorn, hang on tight, get ready for the ride, because there's no telling what's going to happen. And, you know, for everybody whose heart is heavy over the results of the midterm elections or is very concerned about accusation after allegation, the rat who came clean, supposedly, Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's lawyer. Did you see any of that interview he did with George Stepp on All of Us for Good Morning America? Man, did that guy look rough. Now, you know, as a lawyer who does criminal defense, civil work, family and divorce work for 21 years now, it feels like I've been in court on just about every type of situation as you can be in. And I know what it's like to walk in with somebody who has pled guilty or made a deal or go to a sentencing after a conviction. You can't win them all. Sometimes people actually do the crime. But initially, I felt sorry for Michael Cohen. I watched him walk into his sentencing and holding the hand of his daughter, who apparently had surgery. I thought, you know, poor girl, seeing her daddy going away. They all knew it was going to happen. The son, the dutiful wife behind. He looked very sad on this George Stepp on All of Us interview. Big bags under his eyes. You can tell he's not sleeping. And the compassionate side of me and the defense lawyer who has seen good people do bad things initially, and I say initially, felt sorry for the daughter, felt sorry for the family, and even felt sorry for the rat. But man, oh man, did that change. I learned some details. The daughter, for instance, she is doesn't want to sit where the family is supposed to sit. She makes a big deal out of it. So they accommodate her in the courtroom, and they put her up in front of the railing, in the chairs that are that sit in front of the railing, just behind the defendant's table. And, you know, the family's crying, and the rat is giving his so-called apology and his explanation, blaming things on Trump. Really, really disgusting. Really, really bad advice from his attorney, if you ask me. And I learned after the fact that the daughter, who was sitting in the chair and crying, and they'd brought her a box of Kleenexes, and she went through a bunch of them. And when the sentencing was over, she got up and walked out and left her Kleenexes sitting on the chair. Just left her Kleenexes sitting on the chair. And I thought, you overprivileged. That little thing, the lack of respect, the lack of self-awareness, the kind of sense of entitlement, I'll bet that permeates the Michael Cohn family. And it wouldn't surprise me if it permeates the Michael Cohn children. He should have stood up, owned his crimes, none of which, by the way, are related to Russian collusion. Remember, the whole special prosecution was designed to investigate whether Russia impacted our election. Assistant Director of the FBI has said they did not change one vote that they can prove anyway. In fact, the amount of actual influence and impact and interaction with our election is minuscule. That's what the investigation started off to be. But because there, as Donald Trump has said repeatedly, no Russian collusion, not only whether Russia impacted our election, but whether the Trump administration colluded, not a crime, by the way, colluded with Russia in order to impact the outcome of that election. But what the whole investigation has turned into is a simple witch hunt, finding people, then bringing them in for interviews, getting them to say something different from maybe something that they said before, or in the case of Jerome Corsi, forget about an email or some emails, and then need to come in and correct their statements and then say, well, you know, were you lying then or are you lying now? So we're going to charge you. On and on and on. Have not turned up a single solitary crime, but back to the rat, Michael Cohn. Michael Cohn does the, and I'm sorry. Have not turned up a single crime. Have not turned up a single crime related to Russia and collusion and impact on the election. Period. Stop. End of story. And yet the investigations, the tearing up of lives goes on and on and on. So the rat, with very bad advice from his attorney, in my opinion, and then later in the interview with George Stephanopoulos, he talks about how he was sucked into the darkness of Donald Trump, and Donald Trump knew that it was wrong for us to pay these this hush money to these women who alleged affairs from as much as a decade ago, as though that doesn't happen in the higher-up, elite, wealthy Hollywood, CBS, NBC, news hosts, Tom Brokaw, Matt, what's his name? Long gone from the Today Show. Lauer, thank you, whippersnapper. Non-disclosure agreements happen. There's nothing illegal about them. There's nothing shady about them. I don't like people who cheat on their wives. I don't like people who have families and break those commitments and break those vows. I've never had respect for that kind of behavior. I'm proud to say that I've never engaged in that kind of behavior. So at least in that rare instance, I can sit in judgment of someone who forgets those vows, who forgets that person that they loved and made promises to. You know, if you need out of the marriage, I'm sorry. Get out of the marriage. But don't violate your own moral compass. Don't violate your own what you know to be right and wrong, yada, yada, yada. So, Cohn blames all of these things on Trump. There is no, the entire interview, and Stephanopoulos, he avoided asking very pointed questions that would have made it clear to anyone who watched the whole thing from start to finish that none of what he was talking about, number one, happened in any way to impact the campaign of President Donald Trump. Now, I don't mean signing these agreements and trying to keep allegations from these two women off the front pages during the run-up to a campaign wasn't something that was maybe, in the back of your mind. That is nothing new. That is nothing unusual. When people get ready to run for office, you think they don't scrub their social media? You think they don't have opposition research done on themselves so they can see what the other side may grab and come up with? That they don't go back and maybe try and seal a record or talk to somebody and say, you know, I'm going to make this big move in my life and what we did 15 years ago could hurt me and, you know, maybe we could talk about that. That's politics. That's not crime. That's not impeachable. It's none of those things. But the rat with his sad face, and I feel no sympathy for Michael Cohen now, none whatsoever. I don't like the idea of anybody going to jail, much less federal prison, for 3 years who has a family. The impact that trickles down the line for the wife and the aging parents who were there and saw their son go through that process. You can't be human and not feel some sympathy about that situation. But this guy was a crook. A crook. And at least from what he's testified to so far, the things that Donald Trump may have utilized him to do, like non-disclosure agreements, perfectly legal. The media. I did a promo for the show this weekend, and in 18 months of doing weekday morning radio, 5 days a week, and the last 14 months that I've been doing Saturday show and fill in here at 710 KNUS, I've never had anybody comment on a promo. And I received texts yesterday, several of them, from people I admire and respect who said, I really liked your promo. And so before we go to callers, let me just share with you what I said, because this is going to be my mantra come 2019. I'm Randy Corcoran. It's always hot Saturday mornings on Denver's only live local conservative call-in show. I'm tired of the hemming and hawing over President Trump did this. President Trump said that. The president who put everything on the line to secure our border, cut our taxes, and force the American government to put America first again. Will he drain the swamp? I don't know. But I ain't giving an inch. Join us. When you see the accumulated mass of antagonism and attacks on President Donald Trump, taking any bad fact from his history, drawing the worst inference from any action that occurs right now, trying to tie him together to people like Paul Manafort, who was brought in simply to clean up the convention and then was out of the Trump campaign, who pled guilty to tax crimes and registration crimes, and is probably another scum of the earth, just based on the things that it appears that he did, that he's been convicted of doing. But trying to tie Trump and the whole overarching, overzealous, an intentional effort to take out this president by Mueller and his team and the rest of the deep state. The media ties this all together, and this is the point of what's happening right now. They are threading together this narrative, and you get just a little sense of this, and you add in a little sense of that, and they keep saying the same words over and over and over to try and make it seem like Donald Trump is an illegitimate president. That's been the goal from the time he became the nominee, and it's become a mission of the radical left and the mainstream media and all of their acolytes since he became the president of the United States. And so it is time to stand up and fight for the first politician, perhaps the most promises kept of a president of the United States in the history of our country. And I'll tell you what, I went through the list last week. It's a radical list of accomplishments and promises kept. The Supreme Court, efforts to build this wall, stymied by Congress, pulling us out of bad trade agreements, pulling us out of stupid climate agreements, standing up to the man, it's like a mafioso there at the UN. Do you remember? I heard Nikki Haley talking yesterday, and she reminded us that before she got to the UN, at the end of the Obama administration, the UN passed a resolution that, for the most part, blamed the United States for all the bad things that happen in the world. That was her generalization, not mine. And the Obama administration abstained when it came to voting on that resolution, which means they just stayed quiet. When the UN condemns Israel for defending its border, for defending its sovereignty, for defending its right to exist at the end of the Obama administration, the United States abstained from voting. This president has taken it to the UN. He's taken it to France and Germany and Great Britain, all these countries that are struggling as they begin to realize finally in the streets, the burning streets of Paris and elsewhere, the inevitable results of socialist policies, the inevitable results of a small group of masterminds trying to plot and plan every aspect of your life. They're seeing the results. And here on the shores of the good old USA, record unemployment, minority unemployment doing extremely well, manufacturing coming back. Yeah, the stock market's jumpy. Yeah, it's the end of the year. Yeah, it's been running at record highs. So eventually there's likely to be a real recapture of some of those gains, a reset of the stock market. That's how it works. And they're nervous about trade deals and arguments with China, et cetera, et cetera. They're probably nervous about the future of the president of the United States, because if you listen to the mainstream media, you've got to be certain that indictment is just around the corner and he'll go right from the White House straight into jail. Because that is what you and the American people are being led to believe time after time after time, story after story. And I'm just not going to deal with it anymore. I am not going to accept it anymore. I'm not going to stay quiet about it. Not that I'm ever really particularly quiet, but I'm done nitpicking at this president. I will certainly and absolutely stand up to a policy I don't like. He's talking about, it's been reported, he's thinking about, I know we got to take a break. And I'm sorry to the callers. We'll get you right first on the other side. Karen, you're first because it's ladies first here on Wake Up with Randy Corporan. But I hear President Trump is thinking about delaying the fight over the wall until after Christmas, until after this Christmas break, and delaying it into January. There's very little time in January to get anything done. I think that's a bad idea. But you know what? He's the president of the United States. He's delivered on promise after promise after promise. Historically, this country is doing well under President Donald J. Trump, and I damn sure intend to remind everybody of it. Got some thoughts on Colorado as well. The Olympics are gone. The opium dens are likely. So much more to talk about. We do have a line open at 303-696-1971. So much more to come. Wake up with Randy Corporan here on 710 KNUS.
Do you want to retire early? Are you wondering if you need to buy that insurance policy? Hi, it's Jill Schlesinger, host of Jill on Money, and I'm here to help you find the answers to all of your money questions. In the process, I'll tackle complex, sometimes uncomfortable, even controversial financial and investing issues, all without the jargon. This is the show where money, the economy, and business isn't scary or boring.
Jill on Money with Jill Schlesinger, Sunday afternoons from 2 to 4 on News Talk 710 KNUS.
What a tragedy. Richard Gary Black shot and killed a violent intruder. Police responded and killed him. Kusair Muhammad Bai, attorney for Mr. Black's family, returns to Craig's Lawyers Lounge. Other guests include Clifford May, talking about the execution of Jamal Khashoggi and what should happen now. Don't miss it.
The Craig Silverman Show.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
Saturday mornings from 9 to noon on News Talk 710. KNUS.
So you suspect there may be a problem with your furnace. Hot spots, cold spots, weird noises, maybe even it just smells funny. Don't wait until there's a major problem. See what you can do to keep your furnace working properly. Call my friends at 888 Heating. Right now, 888 Heating is offering a $38 furnace tune-up and safety check special. Hi, it's Stefan Tubbs. I've had them out to my home. They really do excellent work. They offer the good, better, and best pricing so you can decide if you, say, want to put a Band-Aid on an issue or get the gold standard. Don't get stuck this winter with a broken down furnace that could have been an easy fix. Call 888 Heating today for their limited $38 tune-up special. Call them 303-770-2776. That's 770-2776 or online 888heating.com. Call them 303-770-2776. That's 770-2776 or online 888heating.com. 888 Heating for fair, prompt service that won't cost you an arm and a leg.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text START to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text START to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's START to 350350.
If you could do something to protect your family with just 10 minutes effort, would you bother? If something should ever happen to you, that 10-minute effort could mean the difference between hardship and financial security for your loved ones. Life insurance is something most people don't like to think about. Too many people do nothing until it's too late. The reason? People expect it'll be a big hassle. Ethos changes all that. Ethos is modern life insurance for people who don't have the time for fine print, extra doctor's appointments, or hidden fees. Ethos is affordable. It only takes about 10 minutes to apply online, and you'll be taking the first step in ensuring your family has the help they need to maintain the life you're building for them, even if the unexpected happens. Ethos brings you choices that don't require an in-person meeting with an agent, and in most cases, there's no need for a doctor's appointment. Ethos, life insurance for the 21st century. Apply online in just 10 minutes. Get a free quote now at getethos.com. That's getethos.com. Getethos.com.
Attention, upgrading your bathtub to a shower system prevents fall-related injuries. Eliminating an old bathtub for a new, Kohler walk-in shower can greatly increase bathroom safety. Trust your Kohler project to America's number one remodeling company, Dream Style Remodeling. Save 20% off a Kohler shower system with 12 months, no money down, no payments, and no interest. This exclusive offer is only available by calling 720-409-3511 or visiting dreamstyleshowers.com. 720-409-3511.
Hi, it's Peter Boyles. Knowledge is power. Being up to date on gun laws and how to protect yourself from harm, both physically and legally, is the key. Be prepared. Enroll in Centennial Gun Club's Concealed Carry Refresher Course Wednesday, December the 19th. Centennial Gun Club offering Refresher Concealed Carry Course, especially for 710 KNUS listeners, for $7.10. Classes sell out every time. Visit CentennialGunClub.com/Peter and sign up now.
If you're thinking about updating that outdated kitchen or bathroom, now's the time. I'm Ted Spear, co-owner of All About Cabinets and Countertops at 35th and Wadsworth. Don't overpay for your cabinets and countertops. Our current specials and upgrades mean thousands of dollars in savings, even over those big box stores. Let us go to work for you. Come check out our showroom or call us today. 303-456-6400. That's 303-456-6400. Or visit our website at allaboutgreatdeals.com. Make a difference without the expense with All About Cabinets and Countertops.
Go to 710KNUS.com to download our free mobile app and listen to 710KNUS on your phone, anytime, anywhere. Message and data rates apply. Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710KNUS.
Yeah, theme song. I guess we'll never do away with Radar Love. Because I'm a cruiser before all other things. It's what keeps me sane in this crazy, crazy world. Welcome back. I am Randy Corcoran, 630. Adam Walker behind the glass. Phone line is open at 303-696-1971. We'll start with Karen here in just 1 second. But an email came that I just want to share just a tiny, tiny bit from. With you, it's inspiring to me. And you can email the show by going to 710KNUS.com. Click on Shows, Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, big red button, email the show. Pops right into my laptop. And they've made a new and improved text-to-the-show system. There's a huge screen in here, so we can't miss them if they come in. If you're using the 710KNUS app, click on the little lines in the top left corner of your phone screen. And you'll see text to all the different shows. And you can just text right to me. I'll get it on my phone. And I'll get it here in the studio. The good ones will read. The liberals will clean up. Try and make them sound a little more intelligent. But whatever you got, we're ready for you. 303-696-1971. It's 40 degrees in Aurora, 32 in Denver, 56 the high today, 59 tomorrow, high of 62 on Monday. You can bet my Harley will be shined up and on the road this weekend. Let's have our first call this morning with Karen in Arvada. Thank you for waiting, Karen. God bless you. Welcome to the show. Oh, Karen, give me just 1 second. This very short line from this email. I'll just read it while you're with me here. At the gates of America, a lion defends our freedom. I stand with my flag. I stand with my country. I stand with my president, Donald J. Trump. And above all, I stand with God. Amen. That motivated me this morning.
Yes, I like that too. You know, I agree with you. I'm angry about Cohen, but I'm even more angry over this criminal, illegitimate special prosecutor who redacted all the investigative papers that the judge requested for Flynn. He just did that just 3 days ago.
These people just thumb their nose.
He's wanting to hide all of their illegal and criminal activity. This guy is a skunk. He really is. Look at all the stuff he's done in the past. I mean, with the uranium deal, with getting all the Saudis out of the country, you know, when we had 9/11. I mean, this guy has been involved in a lot of dirty stuff, and they hold him up as some kind of a what, beacon of hope? Give me a break.
Yeah, I don't think people realize that it was Robert Mueller who actually delivered the first sample of uranium, maybe not the first, but a sample of the uranium that was part of the turnover of 20% of our uranium by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to the Russians during the Obama administration. It was Mueller who met with the Russian agents on the tarmac and sent some uranium over their way. I mean, it goes back so far. The cabal of these people, the plotting and the planning and the ignoring. Congress says you need to bring us certain documents by a date certain. And the FBI and the DOJ ignore those deadlines. You know, it's President Trump who's in charge of those departments, but it's Congress who set them up and is responsible for oversight. And they act like they are a power and an entity unto themselves. And it's time to stop. And I'm very frustrated that we haven't seen more success in getting contempt.
Well, you know, it's filed. Deep state, and they all cover each other.
Yeah.
Look at that Rosenstein. Oh, my God, this guy should never have been acting attorney general when Sessions was in there. I mean, he was handling everything. This guy is as dirty as they come. I mean, look at all the nonsense. And they stick up for him. They're trying to to protect him from any kind of retribution. So I don't know. It's irritating.
Yeah, it seems to me, and you remember, you sometimes have to go back and remember things that were said and hope that they were kind of messages. Donald Trump told Congress, told the incoming Democrats in the House that, you know, if you want to spend your time investigating me and going down all of these different rabbit holes, I know what's in these documents. I've seen them. I know what's real and what isn't, and I'm ready for you. And so maybe there's been some strategery in not, bringing some of these investigations, some of this information gathering to a close, not opening it up for the people to see by unredacting or declassifying.
Do you remember when he criticized Obama for showing his hand? This is what we're going to do months before, so everything happens.
Sure.
I think one of the things Trump does, he doesn't show his hand because he doesn't want even the people in this country who are working against him to know what he knows or what he has. And I think that this is something even with those who other countries who are working against this. I think he uses the same strategy. Obama was a fool. Obama was not a good president. If anybody was an illegitimate president, it was Obama or Satoru or whatever they want to call it.
Barry Satoru. Well, that was one of his names. You never heard it in the mainstream media.
Yeah.
Karen, thank you very much. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you. All right, we'll get to Doris in just a second, but there are some things to remember about President Barack Hussein Obama, some things to love about him, like this.
We turn against each other based on divisions of race or religion. If we fall for, a bunch
Just wanted to remind you of who we had before. I shouldn't have stopped. I should have let it go just a little longer. You know what? It's worth 15 seconds to get to a better stopping point. Let's just start this one over.
We turn against each other based on divisions of race or religion. If we fall for, a bunch of okey-doke just because,
That's enough. A bunch of okey-doke. We've got some great compilations of the Obama lies, too, that nobody likes to talk about anymore, especially in light of the ruling from a Texas judge in just yesterday declaring Obamacare unconstitutional. We'll talk about that as well. A story of an 11-year-old boy who has having to change his last name because of all the bullying in school. Last name is Trump. All that's ahead, but let's see if we can squeeze in Doris from Littleton before we get to the break. Doris, good morning. Thanks for waiting, and welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well.
I'm a proud deplorable, so my question is, real quick, and you can talk about this after I get off. Have you heard the commercial from the Alliance for Patient Services or Access or whatever it is, blaming Trump for Obamacare?
I have not heard it. Is that just a regular broadcast TV commercial?
No, it's on. I don't watch TV. They lie. No. It's on KOA.
Okay.
850 KOA.
All right. No, I haven't heard it. So what do they blame? What do they say that Trump did to shove Obamacare?
They're talking about Medicare patients not getting the current drugs for cancer treatment because of Trump's big experiment.
Yeah. Well,
that's why.
It's going to be the steady drumbeat, Doris. And Doris, I don't recognize your name or your voice. Are you a first-time caller to the show?
Yes, sir. I can't get into any show, and I woke up early this morning, and I was listening to you, and I thought, maybe he hasn't got very many people yet.
Well, I really appreciate you being a first-time caller to the show. That was one of the categories that we identified. So let's see. We've had first caller of the day. We've had first lady caller of the day. Now we've had the first-time caller of the day. So all we need is the very dangerous first liberal call of the day and the unknown and so far We've never had, as far as I know, a lady liberal caller in to wake up with Randy Corbin. So we're still waiting on that one. You had a question.
What I want you to,
go ahead.
Yeah, what I want you to talk about so that the people listening to you, Dr. Jerome Corsi.
Yep.
is being intimidated by these people, and if you listen to what he tells you, it is absolutely criminal what they're trying to make him do. They're trying to make him lie, and then they're going to get him in a corner, and then they're going to threaten him and his family with all sorts, you know, monetary and jail time and all this other stuff. And he is the brave man he is. He is standing in front of them and saying, no, I'm not going to do this. They want him to, you know, like a plea bargain so that then he will tell lies for them.
Yep, I sure do know. In fact, was it last week that we had Jerome on, Adam? Yeah, that's right, because I'd been out. I was out for 3 weeks. So, Jerome Corsi is a dear friend of mine, and we text. I've been, supporting him. I donated to his legal fund when his last book came out, "Killing the Deep State: The Fight to Save President Trump." Got it. Sent me a copy signed. We read it. We had him back on. He's got a new book out describing what has happened to him with the Mueller witch hunt. It's called Silent No More, and you can download the electronic version at Amazon as we speak. I encourage everybody to do it. I haven't done it yet, but I will. I think it's one of his – I'm on his Twitter feed now, and he's making very strong statements that and here's a quote from Jerome Corsi. My faith in God supersedes your power over me. And I
love the man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be tough. So, Doris, well, thank you very much for the call, and I'm glad to have you be a first-time caller. I hope you'll make it a habit.
Oh, okay, thank you.
All right, God bless you. 19 minutes to go until 7 o'clock. Still 36 degrees in Denver, 40 in Aurora, but really good-looking day. 56 today, 59 tomorrow, 62 on Monday. Can't keep talking about that. Really glad to have you here on Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, 710 KNUS.
CBS News Updates. Obamacare ruled unconstitutional by a federal judge in Texas. Legal observers say they could see it coming.
So you have this law that doesn't have that penalty provision. There's no way this could stand.
Jesse Weber is an attorney and anchor on the Law and Crime Network. Here's CBS News correspondent Michelle Miller.
Supporters of Obamacare are promising to appeal the decision. They're concerned the ruling could strip coverage from millions of Americans with pre-existing conditions. As a result, a number of insurance groups, patient advocates, and health care providers denounced the ruling.
Yeah, their primary concern is being the care provided to those with pre-existing conditions. The ruling is sure to be appealed. In all probability, heading for the Supreme Court. From correspondents Adriana Diaz.
Despite the apparent victory for the Trump administration, the White House says the Affordable Care Act will remain in place while the issue plays out in court.
Obamacare, unconstitutional. CBS News Update, I'm Jim Taylor.
What a tragedy. Richard Gary Black shot and killed a violent intruder. Police responded and killed him. Kusair Mohammed Bai, attorney for Mr. Black's family, returns to Craig's Lawyers Lounge. Other guests include Clifford May, talking about the execution of Jamal Khashoggi and what should happen now. Don't miss it.
The Craig Silverman Show.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
Saturday mornings from 9 to noon on News Talk 710, KNUS.
It's quite possibly the most important advance known to humankind. I'm talking, of course, about the garage door opener. Don's Garage Doors is proud to make your life easier. Endorsed and recommended by Dave Logan himself with over 30 years' experience. Don's Garage Doors stands behind their work and does the job right every time. Their uniformed professional installers are experienced, background checked, and courteous. Don's Garage Doors is the answer in the Denver metro area for garage door repair and replacement, as well as springs and openers. For reasonable prices and same-day service in many cases, count on the professionals at Don's Garage Doors, because neither snow, nor rain, nor dark of night will stop our doors from opening and closing. Online at donsgaragedoors.com. When you need it done right today, it's donsgaragedoors.com.
This is Dan Georgopoulos, CEO of Good Neighbor Garage. Thanks to each of you who have donated a vehicle in the past to support single women in need moving towards self-sufficiency with reliable transportation. Earlier this year, we had a woman donate her 2005 Infiniti SUV. She found us at goodneighborgarage.com and decided to support women in need through a local ministry. She received a Colorado tax credit and her federal tax deduction for full market value. If you have a well-kept, lower-mileage vehicle that needs repairs that might be more than you want to put into the car, or just want to bless a woman in need, then go to goodneighborgarage.com and see how easy it is to donate your car. Higher value vehicles can be repaired and sold to provide three or four reliable cars to qualified women. Being able to drive their kids to school, get to work, or go to the grocery store is how your vehicle donation can impact a woman in need. Your vehicle can change a single mom's life forever. GoodNeighborGarage.com.
Is someone in your family facing a DUI charge? They need an advocate. A DUI arrest can result in loss of a license, a dramatic increase in insurance premiums, or even the loss of a job.
Hey everybody, Randy Corcoran, host of Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, Saturdays 6 to 9 a.m. on 710 KNUS. Since 1998, I've helped people facing DUIs. A DUI is a serious offense with heavy penalties. My best advice, don't do it. However, things are not always as they seem. Humans are involved. Mistakes can happen. At my offices, we're well prepared to help navigate the mess. I make sure you understand your legal rights, your case, and your choices. Whatever your legal issue, you'll have my cell phone, and I'll be there every step of the way.
If someone you know is facing DUI charges, call the Street Smart Attorney at the law offices of Randy B. Corcoran for a free consultation at 303-749-0062. That's 303-749-0062. Or visit CorcoranLaw.com. That's CorcoranLaw.com today.
Hi, it's Peter Boyle. Has ever wondered what all of those valuables are worth sitting in your basement? Maybe didn't know that some of those items that are collecting dust could be worth a fortune in cash. Find out what they're worth today and have them professionally appraised. My guy, my friend, one of the all-timers, David Ellison Cherry Creek, been buying precious metals and antiques in Colorado for decades. Instant cash on the spot. David will pay top dollar for your valuables. Bring in your gold, sterling silver, your diamonds, coins, antique jewelry, wedding bands, Rolex watches. Evaluations are quick and confidential. If you're going to buy a gift for somebody special, see David for the best prices on diamonds and jewelry as well. In Cherry Creek, 2640 East 3rd Avenue. It's 3rd and Clayton in Cherry Creek, 2640 East 3rd, 3rd and Clayton, 303-322-8779. Go to davidellisjewelry.com. Instant cash on the spot for your valuables. In Cherry Creek, 2640 East 3rd Avenue. It's 3rd and Clayton in Cherry Creek, 2640 East 3rd, 3rd and Clayton, 303-322-8779. Go to davidellisjewelry.com. Instant cash on the spot for your valuables. See David Ellis today.
Hi, it's Peter Boyles. I'm here to tell you about Apple Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric. Now, fall's here. Before we know it, winter will be back. That means it's time to make sure your plumbing and electric are in tip-top shape before it gets there. Peter Boyles, listeners only. Apple Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric is offering a $59 plumbing and electric checkup. Let Apple Air check to make sure your home is ready for any kind of weather. You'll get the highest level of service. 303-733-2813. 303-733-2813. Or visit AppleAirIncorporated.com.
Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710, KNUS.
It is oh dark 30 out there, man. The days are getting shorter and shorter, but as you know, that's about to end. Very, very soon we'll start heading back towards spring. Get through this winter solstice business and head back to some sunshine. But a good-looking day ahead, 56 degrees today, 59 tomorrow, 62 on Monday. I'm not usually a weather guy, but when it's that good as we head into the last full week before Christmas, I think that's worth sharing. Text line is working well. Bill in Spokane says that Peter Boyle says that Hickenlooper is running for president. That seems very likely. And if that falls apart, I imagine he will be the opposition to our current Republican United States Senator here in Colorado, Cory Gardner. Very interesting couple of years ahead. And then the liberal basement dweller is up. And he says, it also sounds like you're still waiting for your first college-educated caller of the last 14 months. So this is the liberal mentality, the elitist, the gutless, unable. And it may be, I don't know if it's he can't operate a telephone or he's not sure which end he's supposed to talk into or what to do with all those buttons, or that you actually have to open it up first before you or push the power button to call in. 303-696-1971. Also sent me a tweet of all of the criminal investigations surrounding Trump. And you can just take them one by one and say, okay, you know, every conviction that we've seen so far, nothing to do with Trump, nothing to do with Russian collusion, nothing to do with the whole mission, so-called mission of this most respectable independent prosecutor, special prosecutor, Robert Mueller. Spend a little time, oh liberal basement dweller, and just study the history of how Robert Mueller has destroyed lives, people whose cases have been overturned, who've been found to have been innocent after serving jail sentences. How about the Texas congressman, Ted, who was under this intense scrutiny, intense investigation, fully acquitted, but didn't live to see it. Fully acquitted, did not live to see it. That's your Robert Mueller. That's your deep state in action. So basement dweller, text away. But better yet, if you have the courage. 303-696-1971. Before we get to John in Denver, just real quick reminder of why we can never succumb to political correctness.
I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hand.
Yeah, this is the song that the left determined was all about giving somebody a Mickey. Putting something in their drink so they could take advantage of them instead of just this fun, happy, seductive. I'm so tired of you leftists. Wow, phone lines are hot. Let's get to see how many we can squeeze in before the top of the hour. John in Denver, welcome to the show. John, welcome. John, are you there? Are the phones up?
Yeah. I'm right here.
Hey, John.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We got you now.
All right, great. Great show. The point I wanted to make is, as I listen to all of these attacks against Trump and all of these misrepresentations about how Trump has committed crimes that don't exist, I am so frustrated by our standing aside and not having any offense against the Democrats who've committed these crimes. And what I really get angry at is Jeff Sessions. Every day I get more angry at his administration of the Department of Justice, that during that time we've had Mueller conduct an investigation of Russia that had no basis whatsoever. He's not been conducting a legitimate investigation. He's been conducting an investigation of a person, not of a declared crime. And Rosenstein has been stonewalling Congress for 2 years. And this Justice Department conducted midnight raids like the Soviet Union and the Nazis did against people dealing with political crimes. And they conducted raids against individual attorneys, getting into attorney files. And all of these things are took place under Jeff Sessions' Justice Department. And I just am more and more frustrated with the fact that this man allowed all of this to happen and did absolutely nothing. And so far, Huber hasn't reported, hasn't even shown up to Congress to report, you know, what's going on. It's incredibly frustrating. The significance of this Justice Department in literally in our American history is astounding. I never thought I would see these things happen in my country, and I am astonished that I have to look at Jeff Sessions and say, you know, what were you doing? What were you doing?
John, you're absolutely right. It was a huge disappointment. One of the first, really the first member of Congress to come out with full-throated 100% support of Donald J. Trump, and he neutered himself going in. And from everything that's been disclosed, even from the lamestream media, there was no reason for him to do it. He had conversations with people at parties that happened to be from Russia, et cetera. It's a very sad situation. I have to hope and pray, John. I have to hope and pray, and we're going to have to probably wrap it up. I can carry you over if you want. But we have to hope and pray that Trump has a strategy in mind for not having declassified and releasing documents so far.
Exactly. And Jeff Sessions himself was defrauded by that Justice Department. They knew that there was no Russian collusion, but they told him that there was a legitimate investigation, and he recused himself. And he recused himself without finding a crime there. But the Justice Department set him up. And what they did and what they've been allowed to continue to do is incredible. So I just want to get that off my chest.
John, I hope you feel better. Have a beautiful weekend. It's a gorgeous one. The sun is starting to peak up. It's deep red and purple out there. And so get it off your chest. You know, go out and have a beautiful week before Christmas Day.
One real quick comment. Congressman Duffy's wife on Fox said about 10 months ago, she said they've got something on Jeff Sessions. One time she commented on that, and never said another word about it.
But got into it there, John. Thank you. God bless you, sir. And for the liberal basement dwelling texter and his list of Trump's criminal investigations, I've got an Obama list for you. When we come back on Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, 710 KNUS.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.